And everybody, welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and this is my first show after vacation here at CJMQ. So today we are going to have an interview with the local artist, Brad Riley. He's going to be talking about the Lennoxville Groove Fest coming up on Saturday, August 17th. Fun for the whole family. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m. and it has a lot of different bands coming up. Silent auction, a 50-50, a used record sale, food and non-alcoholic drinks for sale. Also some local vendors selling products. And the proceeds from this fest go to the Mental Health Estuary. So it's definitely a worthwhile cause, and it's fun for the whole family. So we'll be talking with Brad Riley. He is the drummer for the local band Queen Street. He's also in the band called Local Yokos. So we'll be talking to him about the Groove Fest. And before that, we're going to hear a song. Let's hear Art Deco, and the song is called I Feel Alive. I'll be right back after that with the interview. So please stay tuned.
You know the feeling don't get any better than this. My vision blurred when the music hit like a cannon blast and the drummer blends. My ears still ringing at the thought of it. I've been running wild, pacing the slow, and I've been alive since the day I was born. The fire's inside, it's automatic. When the temperature's hot, I'll be ready. Even if the shoe don't fit, if you give me an inch, I'll burn up a mile and laugh in the ashes with an innocent smile. So you return me with the good times. You know I'll be there, and you better believe it.
You can't stop me now. You know I'm always up for a good time. Even with the heat on low, I can't stop.
For the Cube 88.9 FM, and today we welcome to the Townships at 12 Brad Riley. And Brad is a musician here in the Townships. I believe you're the drummer for the band Queen Street, Brad?
Yes, I am, and I'm also the drummer for the band Local Yoko.
Local Yoko?
Yeah.
So how long have these two bands been going?
Well, Queen Street was for 8 to 9 years, and local yokels has been about 3 years now.
Okay, great. Now, you're going to talk today about the Lennoxville Groove Fest. That's pretty exciting. It's coming up. It's a music festival in downtown Lennoxville, and it's going to be at the Square Queen, right in the middle of Queen Street. You can't miss it. So tell us about the music festival coming up, Brad.
Yeah, for sure. So the Lennoxville Groove Fest is a festival I started last year in the hopes and with the goal in mind that we would gather the community together, gather the local talent, support local businesses, and just get everyone together for a nice, fun-filled, music-filled as well, community activity during the end of the summer. So yeah, that's basically kind of where it came from and what the idea was behind it. And so this is the second edition, and there's some exciting new additions to this year as well. So yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes.
Okay, it starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That's a Saturday, so most people are off, and it's a family event, I guess. And it goes on until 9 p.m. Now, lots of different bands. Tell us about the different bands coming to play.
So one of the main headliners, I guess you would say, for this event is 19 Stone. They're an up-and-coming tribute, AC/DC tribute band, and they rock. They are awesome. So I figured a good way to end off an awesome event is with an awesome tribute band to, you know, one of rock and roll's most pure bands. And then we got Come On FM, who is also providing the sound for us on that day. So we got Come On FM, a lot of classic rock covers. We got the Local Yokels, which I'm part of, also a lot of classic rock covers. And then we've got some jazz in the early afternoon with John Geary and Luis Thibault. And we've got a singer-songwriter who's starting to make a name for himself called Gordon Shea. Really interesting. And then finally, we've got the Latin rock called Los Quebeclos. It's kind of a hard name to say.
Okay, well, that's good. So lots of different bands. So about how many bands in all?
So we got six different bands and pretty much six different styles and genres. So it's going to be a nice night filled with a bunch of different music styles and something for everyone.
Okay, that sounds good. What type of music is the Local Yokels?
Local Yokels, we got to do a lot of classic, you know, top 40 covers. So, you know, a lot of classic rock and stuff like that, and blues and, yeah, just pure rock and roll.
Okay, that's good. So basically, there's going to be a band on the stage from the beginning to the end, from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
Pretty much.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, there's also going to be a silent auction. Tell us about the silent auction at the event.
Yes, so the silent auction is a new addition this year. We did some raffles last year, and they didn't turn out as well, so I'm hoping the silent auction might increase the donation chip, I guess, of also some businesses, but also people willing to go up and write a bid on the thing, on whatever they're bidding on. But yeah, the silent auction is new edition, just trying something new. We have a bunch of different items from local businesses around town. Various businesses have donated either a gift certificate or a free haircut or some sort of promotion at their store, and basically they have donated it to it, and hopefully some lucky person will get that free haircut or something like that.
Okay, that's good. About how many different articles do you have? Do you have any idea?
So far, we've got about 15 to 20, with more expected throughout the rest of the day.
Okay.
Rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'd say 25 is probably where we're going to end up.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, there's 50-50. I guess that's a raffle with 50 going to the lucky winner and 50 going to the cause, I guess?
Yes, exactly. So the cause from the profits from the silent auction as well as the 50-50 are going right to Mental Health S3, which is in the same building as CGMQ. And so they're the charity of choice this year. I worked with them last year. It's a great cause. I really support what they're doing. So I figure it's a good way to help out a local community charity as well by giving them the funds from the silent auction in the 50-50.
Oh, definitely. Mental Health S3 is so important in the community, and they do so much. Now you're going to have a used record sale. Tell us about that a bit.
Yeah, the used record sale kind of came about because a bunch of my friends have a bunch of extra records that we don't really need or want, or we have doubles of. And we figured, let's throw all our unused, unwanted records together. And turns out we got quite a few. So we're going to have a little stand there with a bunch of used records for sale and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, there's also going to be some food and some non-alcoholic drinks. Do you know who's providing the food for sale?
So we've got Billy Lidstone Catering, who is pretty well known in the townships for an amazing cook. He's going to be providing all kinds of food, hamburgers, hot dogs, vegetarian options as well. He's also going to provide, waters, sodas, Gatorades, and stuff like that. So he's going to have a bunch of stuff. And we also have Topher Farm. They are bringing a bunch of fruits and vegetables for people to buy as well for a little snack or take home and make a salad or something like that. So we'll have Bill doing more of the hot food, and then Topher Farm is going to be there selling fruits and vegetables.
Okay, that sounds good. And you're also going to have some local businesses, I guess?
Yeah, well, we got Mental Health Dentistry. Yeah, they're going to have a booth there with a donation bin set up. So, they'll just be talking about their cause. So we got a couple of different businesses. I still haven't checkmarked all of them yet, but there should be some more businesses on the day of.
Okay, that sounds good. And all the profits will be going toward Mental Health Dentistry. And as you mentioned before, they're in the same building as Townshippers and CJMQ and a few other nonprofit organizations. Now, are you looking for some volunteers to help out at the day?
I mean, I wouldn't say no to volunteers. I've kind of created a little team amongst my friends and family. Mm-hmm. But extra volunteers is always a fun, always fun taking on some extra people to help out there. There could always be use a second hand or a third hand or a fourth hand for help.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to volunteer, who can they get in contact with?
If they want to either shoot me a message on Facebook or give me a call at 819-943-1934. I'm more than willing to have more people volunteer. It's for a good cause, and I'm sure the volunteers will have a great time listening to music and getting some food and stuff like that.
Definitely. It sounds like a great time for the whole family. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Brad?
This event, it does cost a little bit to put on. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't be able to put it on without going too much into my own pocket, without some pretty big sponsors, I'd say. So Entrepon Sherbrooke, they are a big help. They're basically the ones who organize all the events at Square Queen, so they're a huge help to making this event a thing. The Renaissance, they donated some money to help fund the event, so I really appreciate that as well. Lab Pro, which is a window washing company from my uncle, he's fantastic work as well, and they have been so generous. And finally, Ryan McCaig, who does the lawn there, he mows the grass at Square Queen, he's also donated some money to the cause. So without these generous supporters, this event wouldn't happen. So I just want to say a little thank you for them.
No, definitely. Are you looking for some donations if people want to donate on the day of?
Yes, there's going to be donation bins throughout for supporting the event itself to help with the funding. There's also going to be, if someone wants to support or have a sponsorship, they can reach out to me as well at the same phone number, 819-943-1934, if they are wanting to send a sponsorship or just send some donation money to help out with the event. They're more than welcome to. But obviously, that's at their own discretion.
Okay. Sponsorship, how does that work?
Well, it's just kind of what these companies did. They helped fund the event. I give them a little bit of free advertisement on the posters, on the radio and the record. I mentioned their names. Try to get them a little bit of exposure, because ultimately the goal of this is to get as much local businesses involved as possible.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Brad, or is that about it?
I think that's about it. That's good. August 17th, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Lenoxville Grooves Fest is going to be happening downtown, and I'm pretty excited for it. It's going to be a fun week.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, and all the best on the event. Thanks again.
Thank you, Maureen. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Come on.
So we just heard the song called Bury the Memories. It's by the local band Queen Street. And in this section, I usually have all kinds of events coming up, but I'm just going to recap the event at the Groove Fest Music Festival downtown Lenoxville in Queen Square. That's August 17th. The Saturday starts at 2 p.m., goes to 9 p.m. Lots of different bands, a 50-50, a used record sale, food and non-alcoholic drinks for sale, some local vendors, and they will be selling their products. So that happens. It's a Saturday, fun for the whole family. Come on out and support the event. And if you do belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, please send me an email. We'll announce the event for free. I have two emails, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Getting your beauty sleep. Kidney function is regulated by your body's sleep-wake cycle. So it's not surprising that sleep deficient has been associated with a decline in kidney function. This means getting enough shut eye is crucial. The amount of sleep people need varies by the individual, but between 7 and 9 hours is a good average for most. And unfortunately, I can't break past 6. Also, break a sweat. Exercise boosts your lymphatic system. As you move your muscles, they act as a pump to more effectively send fluids throughout your body so toxins can be excreted more easily. Thrive to do a mix of cardio to get your heart rate up and strength training or resistant moves to strengthen your muscles. So that's our health news today from Prevention Magazine here on the Townships at 12. And I want to thank Brad Riley again for coming and telling us all about the music festival called Groove Fest coming up at the Square Queen in Lenoxville August 17th, a Saturday. Starts at 2 p.m., goes to 9 p.m. It's fun for the whole family. Come on out and support the event. So we'll close today's show with a song from Valley. This is a new one from Valley. It's called Bass Player Brother, and this show is repeated on Wednesdays. So please stay tuned, enjoy the programming, and have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening, everybody.
August of 90, she was a box that blonde in a pipe dream. Love is a car chase, crashing the mistakes. Sooner or later, you're packing a suitcase. Singing like, come on, baby, tell me that you hate me. You're running in circles in my mind. Heartache to heartache, give me some time. Blood in the summer, she fell in love with the bass player's brother. Couple years down the gutter, but Janie, you can't change him. Like a haircut, Mr. America, he took a paper heart just to tear it up. Love is a car chase, crashing the mistakes. Sooner or later.